This was your baby. I remember tasting this a year ago with you.
That's right.
Virtually, because you were here with McCabe.
That's right.
And I was in Boston at a tasting, watching on Facebook Live with a bunch of people, as I was doing a tasting that day anyway. And I brought my sample of Dream Cask and let a few people taste it. And they were going, wow, this is good. Tell me about Dream Cask.
Yeah, that was fun. I mean, this was for World Whiskey Day 2017, which was the 20th of May. And, you know, previously to that, we were asked, would we want to do something? And kind of marketing people were encouraging us to do something, could go and pick the nicest cask you can find. And, we have a lot of really good casks. But because it was going under the Redbreast banner, we thought, well, it probably should be a sherry cask. And what we did was where's the best place to start looking? And we thought about Redbreast 21, because we had just launched Redbreast 21 in 2013, I think it was. And we made a bit of a deal about the sherry casks that were the sherry component in Redbreast 21. So we had a look at our stocks to see if there was anything still there from back the batch of sherry casks that we used for the very first Redbreast 21, and there were some of them still there. And we sampled a few of them, and this cask that we picked kind of stood out from the rest of them because of its overall sort of roundness and fullness of flavor, because it's a first fill sherry cask, ex Oloroso sherry cask, and to be honest, for a single cask offering, for it to be sherry, I would tend not to go for a first fill sherry cask because it can be very overpowering. Sherry is a great it's a great blending component, and if you manage the inclusion of sherry, it's very versatile. So to pick a first fill sherry cask was something that was kind of outside of what I would do comfortably, you know. But this one it had everything. It was round, full of that fruity character, but still had that typical pot still spicy character there. It just, you know, ticked all the boxes, and so we decided, yeah, let's go for this. And well, listen, we've got people out there who are going to sample it, so we'll get a pretty much an immediate feedback as to whether we made the right choice or not.
Well, I can tell you made the right choice because I remember trying it last November in the warehouse with you when we were here for the Middleton Very Rare and the Middleton Cask Club launch.
Yes, yes.
After another 4 or 5 months in that cask, and it's even better.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it spent a couple more months in there?
Back whenever we introduced it in May last year, it was 31 years old. Its birthday is 31st of October, so it's actually now 32 years old, and it's been in that ex Oloroso cask for the last 7 years, and it hasn't changed an awful lot, you know. But it's still got that roundness, fullness, and really it is a treat to taste it. So we have it ready for bottling, and it's going to be exclusive to the Birdhouse, which is in redbreast.com. So there's a members only area on the website, And it's going to be exclusive to the membership of the Birdhouse.
Which means the United States won't be getting it since you can't send to the US.
I'm sure you're used to that, Mark. Yeah. The only other time we offered something on online was again the members area of RevRest.com, and that was Manoa Love a few years back, and we had a bit of feedback from the States, and that
you
wasn't
the
obviously.
I caught a little grief about that too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay.
It's unfortunate.
We get it.
I know if people really want it,
they'll find a way.
They'll find a way. Yeah.